This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Chad Daybell, his trial is well underway. Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. It has been a crazy week or so of testimony, and we're only about 1 week into the madness. I'm not even quite sure where to begin thus far, but what we've seen, what's been standing out to you in the case?
Oddly enough, today was the first day where the trial really took off because the state called Melanie Gibb. And Melanie Gibb is one of those witnesses where the state, in terms of getting the story, the full story out to the jury, is the one who's going to fill in a ton of gaps, because she was obviously one of Lori's ride or dies along with Zulema. And, you know, they were kind of the core group and really the first two initiates, I'd call them, of, you know, their little cult. And the testimony today, and you were patiently waiting for me to record today, and we just heard, I call it the biblical slap fight between the scripture brawl between Melanie and Lori.
Yep.
Where Melanie is obviously recording I'm at the behest of law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And it's just an intense phone call, because Melanie's basically calling her out and Lori's just deflecting with, you know, tablets of scripture. You know, it's a heck of a thing. Like, because yesterday and the two prior days were really kind of focused on the fraud aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that they were continuing to, collect death benefits from both the benefits from Tylee and JJ. Mm-hmm. After we know that the kids were no longer alive. So like that was kind of the focus, which frankly, in comparison to Lori's trial, I'm glad that they put that in towards the beginning as opposed to the end, because they did that towards the end. It ultimately had no effect on the verdict, but just in terms of a case flow, like I think now we're going to be seeing all the heavy hitting witnesses that are really going to lay the story in terms of getting Chad involved in this. Mm-hmm. And showing that, you know, he clearly had a hand in it. So,
well, that Melanie Gibb phone call is always entertaining. When I need a good chuckle, I go back and watch that. We heard it in the Lori trial, and it's pure craziness on both parts. That's the thing, and it's just it's amazing hearing the two go back and forth and try to kind of one up and justify each other's craziness. And obviously, Melanie is trying to get down to Lori and make her realize that some things are really off here with the kids. And then you hear kind of Chad bumbles in, which I always find a bit entertaining. It's like, well, you know, I talked to my sister and she's got these, you know, it really shows, it ties him into the circle of not just being the henchman, not just following what Lori says. It really shows him playing a bigger role, I think. How do you think that's going to play to the jury?
I agree. I think that phone call, you know, and early on when Chad starts talking, like in the beginning of that phone call, you can hear both Lori and Chad sound real upbeat. And then the tone changes as soon as Melanie says, well, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. At that point, it shifts immediately. And Chad like starts to say something and says something idiotic, mm-hmm. per usual. And you can just imagine, you know, that Lori's like, you know, I'll handle this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that she's mouthing that, because Chad doesn't say anything for the duration up until the point where Tammy's death comes up. Mm-hmm. And at that point, Chad chimes in again. Yeah. I think that alone really is going to go a long way with the jury, because we haven't seen much in the first 5 days, in mm-hmm. terms of like, okay, lots of stuff about Lori, lots of stuff about Alex. Where's the stuff about Chad? Mm-hmm. You know, and if you have a jury that doesn't know everything that all of us know, if we don't, you know, all of us know the story. So we can't look at it without having those thoughts in our mind. Mm-hmm. And if the jury doesn't know that, what we know, mm-hmm. like if they haven't seen the documentaries, if they didn't follow Lori's trial, if they're not into true crime and just it's not on their radar, you know, they're probably scratching their head and wondering a bit, okay, you know, we hear you. This sounds like Alex and Lori were up to no good. Mm-hmm. You know, where's Chad in this? And I thought that the Melanie phone call was the first step towards really kind of pulling Chad in terms mm-hmm. of knowledge, because that's what they need to be able to do.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.